Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Munson taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. A game day morning, finally, here in Nashville, Tennessee. Titans and Bills on tonight. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Matt Fairburn from The Athletic, who covers the Buffalo Bills. Matt, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, and Matt, the game is on. We didn't know if we would ever get here, but now that we're finally here and we know there's going to be football play tonight between the Titans and Bills, what do you make of this matchup? Two undefeated teams in the AFC.
Yeah, it should be a good game. It's weird to think about the game, like you said. I mean, right. It feels like forever since the Bills played, and I'm sure it's an even stronger feeling for you guys, considering how long it's been since the Titans played. It's weird. The Bills had all this, momentum going and a lot of good vibes in town with the 4-0 start. And it feels like last week kind of took the air out of the balloon a little bit. But I think this matchup is a really good one. One that fans should be excited is, on CBS and kind of getting the national treatment here, because the Bills, this is a much different matchup than it was when these two teams met this time a year ago. Obviously, the Titans changed quarterbacks and went on a great run at the end of the season. And the Bills' offense has been completely different this year. They're throwing the ball downfield. Josh Allen looks like a different quarterback. So I think this will be a fun game and one that could be a preview of a playoff matchup down the line.
Yeah, and speaking of that passing attack, Matt, obviously Stephon Diggs makes a huge difference. But I've thought for a while that John Brown's one of the most underrated guys in the NFL. People don't talk about him. He's a very good player. Also banged up. Along with Tre'Davious White, do you expect those guys to play? And how important would you say both of those guys are on both sides of the ball there?
Yeah, I would say Tre'Davious White is the more important of the two. It's weird. We haven't had the usual access that we get to practice this week. And with the week being longer than usual, it's hard to get the same gauge on injuries. I would expect them to take Tre'Davious White right up until game time. And the last we saw of practice, John Brown was kind of limping off. It looked like he re-aggravated that calf injury, but he's been playing through that, and he's had some time here to get right. So I think both of those guys are definitely up in the air, right up until game time. But I think if the Bills are without Tre'Davious White, that is a major factor in this game, because they'll already be without Levi Wallace, who started the first four games for this team. He sprained his ankle and will be out for a few weeks. They've got Josh Norman back filling in for Levi Wallace, but without Tre'Davious White, then you're talking about going to, maybe an undrafted undrafted second-year guy, Cam Lewis, on the outside. Maybe Saran Neal, who's sort of a safety cornerback hybrid. They've got some depth problems at corner. So I think Tre'Davious White will be able to play, but if at any point he re-aggravates that injury, that's an area the Titans can attack for sure.
Matthew Fairburn on the line with us from The Athletic, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So I'll be honest with you, man, like, Josh Allen, to me, heading into this season, I was hearing all the hype about the Bills and the Patriots not going to be the same. And I was thinking, yeah, I like the Bills. I like a lot about their roster. I'm just not sold on Josh Allen. But, man, he's been off to a pretty incredible start so far this year. What do you think has been the difference with Josh Allen so far this year?
Man, it's hard to pinpoint, because I'm with you there. Before the season, I expected him to improve, but I don't know that anybody outside of the building expected him to take this type of step forward. And I think Stephon Diggs has made a huge impact for sure. Having a guy that can separate at all levels of the field and make contested catches down the field, has helped Josh Allen's confidence, but it's so much more than that. He's been a lot more patient in letting plays develop in the pocket. He's pushing the ball downfield. He's throwing with timing and a reasonable amount of anticipation. He's more accurate than he's been. I can't really put my finger on one particular thing that has changed. It's really been a huge leap in his confidence and his comfort level in this offense. Brian Daboll is doing a tremendous job scheming guys open and calling the right plays. And they just have a really good relationship with one another. There's tons of weapons around him. It's really been just a perfect storm for him. And, you know, the development has been steady the first 2 years, but to see this type of leap, it's what so many teams wait for and never get out of a quarterback. So to see it happen a little bit later than we're used to, right? We've seen Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes have these huge second seasons, and Jared Goff and Carson Wentz were kind of the same way. To see it a little bit more delayed with Josh Allen, especially with how much football he played his first two seasons in the league, it's kind of a cool thing. It's something that, you know, is a bit of a throwback, and, you know, he was certainly a project coming out of college, but they've got everything clicking right now, and I would expect at some point they'll come down to earth a little bit, but that's only because you can't keep up the pace they've had through the first four games, you know, for an entire season. It's hard to do, but it's clear that this team is winning games because of its quarterback, which is the first time you can say that in a long, long time.
Yeah, no, I'll admit the same thing. I absolutely didn't see this coming, and I haven't been all that. I've just wondered if he would ever be consistently accurate enough on those kind of throws you have to consistently make. But clearly, like you said, Matt, he's taking a big step. This offense looks great. You know, the running game hasn't had to do a lot, really. I mean, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, I mean, everything's, you know, they're loading up the points. But what do you think of those guys? How have they played so far?
Yeah, it's interesting. You're right. The running game hasn't had to do a whole lot for this team, and Josh Allen has been probably the most you know, reliable runner at times for them over the last few years. But I do think Devin Singletary is playing pretty well. He's making plays when he needs to. He's become a real threat out of the backfield in the passing game. They've been without Zach Moss for a bit. I think he'll be back tonight. Gives them that nice 1-2 punch, but he got off to a sluggish start before he had that toe injury. It's really Devin Singletary that is the one to look out for. He's not necessarily a game breaker from a you know, straight line speed standpoint, but he will make guys miss, and he's really hard to bring down, and so he will generate big plays that way by just being a slippery guy that can generate extra yards. And I think the running game is kind of a matter of time. And they've just been so pass heavy on key downs that it's taken a little bit away from the production in the running game. But I think they have the pieces to make that work. They've also been shuffling around, you know, on the offensive line, trying to find the best combination of five guys. So still figuring it out. And, you know, if you had told me that the running game along with the Bills defense would be off to a sluggish start to the season and they'd still be 4-0, I'd be pretty impressed, but that's the type of passing attack that they've created, one that can carry their team, and it's something that fans around here have been waiting for a while.
Matt Fairburn from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Matt, we all here in Nashville are familiar with Buffalo's playoff drought, and every time these two teams match up, there's still arguments back and forth between Bills fans and Titans fans about whether or not the Music City Miracle was a lateral. Given everything that this Buffalo franchise has been through over the last 20, 25 years, how excited is the fan base right now in Buffalo with the team off to a 4-0 start?
Oh, they're fired up. You know, it's a shame that it's, you know, the best season. You know, if they win tonight, they'll be 5-0 for the first time since 1991, which is, you know, back when they were going to Super Bowls. And, you know, the fact that people aren't able to go to games just yet here and, you know, not really able to enjoy it the way they typically would is, you know, a little bit of a letdown, but people are ecstatic about the direction this team is heading. The fact that they feel like they have a quarterback for the first time in so, so long, they feel like they've got the right people in key places, and they think this could be a pretty, pretty special year. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration came in over the last week. They've got two games coming up against the Titans and the Chiefs, and, you know, kind of had a wrench thrown into their plans here you know, with everything going on in Tennessee. So there was definitely a little bit of frustration from Bills fans and some angst that, you know, this great season could be derailed by the virus or something else, you know, from a scheduling standpoint. But they think they've got the team. I think that's where the angst comes from. They think they've got a special team that could, you know, do some damage, provided that this season, you know, finishes in some fashion. And I think, you know, these next 2 weeks will teach us a lot about this team going up against the two finalists in the AFC from a year ago.
And the good news is you can jump into a folding table and it's still a socially distanced activity that you know, the Bills Mafia can. We saw some really interesting scenes last year with some of those fans here. Matt, one more question on the defense. Matt Milano, how big of a loss is that, and how has the rush defense been so far this year for the Bills?
Matt Milano is a massive loss for the Bills. I would argue that he might be the most important player on that Bills defense. You know, you could make an argument for Tre'Davious White or Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, but Matt Milano and what he does, you know, for their coverage and in the running game, he is a really talented player, and they are much worse at defending tight ends when Matt Milano is not in the game. And they've had to, you know, deal with that more often than they'd like over the years with his, you know, hamstring injuries, and now he's got a pec injury. So he's a big loss. Their run defense has been hit or miss, really. They've had some bad moments. They did well against the Raiders and Josh Jacobs last week, but they got gashed pretty good by the Rams. So they've been inconsistent in that area, and that's certainly something to watch tonight. They haven't seen a running back quite like Derrick Henry, and you know, that's a guy that could wear them down. And I think Jonnu Smith, the tight end there, you know, he's a guy to watch tonight, because without Matt Milano, they really have trouble defending tight ends. The play-action game can really get working, and I know the Titans love using play-action passes. So it's going to be a tough matchup for the Bills' defense, especially down Milano. And we'll see what the deal is with Tre'Davious White a little closer to game time. But some key pieces banged up for the Bills. So, you know, it's certainly going to be a tough challenge for them containing this offense, assuming the Titans come out, you know, firing on all cylinders after so much time away.
So what you're telling me is we're not going to see another 14-7 or 13-12 game, right?
More
reason to celebrate.
I don't think so. I mean, it seems like those days are gone for the Bills. It seems like those days are gone across the NFL these days.
That's right.
I mean, just watching the games on Sunday, it's like, you know, scores in the 30s all over the place. You know, I think, you know, the Titans seem like they're playing some high-scoring games now, and the Bills have certainly been involved in some shootouts. So hopefully there's some points for people in this primetime game.
Matt Fairburn covers the Bills for The Athletic, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for taking time to join us, man. We appreciate it. And then finally, this game taking place tonight. Enjoy it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoy the game, guys.
Absolutely. Going to be interesting to watch that matchup that the Bills have on defense now with Matt Milano not being in the game. And we'll see, with some time off from practice, can the Titans take advantage of that? That's going to be interesting to monitor. When we come back, which side of the ball are you most fearful of when it comes to the Buffalo Bills heading into this game tonight? We'll talk about that next. But first, make sure you're tuning in. ESPN The Game Nashville has your coverage for the MLB playoffs, presented by Gary Force Acura. 102.5 The Game has Game 3 of the ALCS series of the Tampa Bay Rays versus the Houston Astros. And ESPN 94.9 will be carrying Game 2 of the NLCS series between the Braves and the LA Dodgers. Make sure you're tuning in for that. We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game.